Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. 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 We say hallelujah to our King today. Hallelujah to the Most High God. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. We honor you today as King. We honor you today as Abba Father. We honor you today as our Shepherd. We honor you today as Lord. We honor you today as our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy holy, righteous name, thy mighty name. Hallelujah. What a great God you are. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you the highest praise. We give you the highest praise. We're calling on you today, Lord God. Hallelujah. We're calling on you today, Almighty. Hallelujah. We're calling on you today, Almighty. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we come before your holy presence to honor you, to give you praise, to give you thanksgiving. You are mighty King. We honor you as Jehovah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Moko shabaka dede eke warabaka. Father, this morning, we come to say hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Almighty Father. Hallelujah to our Lord and Savior. You are mighty in the heavens. You are mighty in the earth. Nobody greater. Nobody holier. Almighty God. Almighty Father. Moko shabaka dede iki. Oh, Father God, we thank you this morning that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we condemn. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we are established in righteousness, and oppression is far from us. Hallelujah. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you, oh, God, to the pulling down of strongholds. We take the shield of faith, and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy. Hallelujah, Jesus. You are a great God. You are a mighty God. You are the God that healeth us. Oh, God, you heal us of our soul's diseases. In the name of Jesus, we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and use it against the enemy. We are redeemed from the curse of the law. We are redeemed from poverty. We are redeemed from sickness. We're redeemed from spiritual death. We overcome all because greater are you, O God, in us than he that is in the world. We stand this morning in the evil day, having our loins girded about with truth. Hallelujah. And we have the breastplate of righteousness. Our feet are shod with the gospel of peace. Hallelujah. We take the shield of faith. We are covered with the helmet of salvation. We use the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Hallelujah. We are grateful to you, O Most High. You are great and greatly to be praised. We are delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. We tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. We do not have the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. In Christ Jesus, we are healed by the stripes of the Almighty God. What a great God we serve. What a great God we serve. Well, today is Senior Citizens Day. I said good morning. Good morning to my Heavenly Father. Good morning to each of you. He is the great and mighty I am. No God is like our God. He can't be compared. He can't be compared. Hallelujah. He's the only true and living God. So this morning we say hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to our Lord and Savior. So we are grateful this morning that we know the King who made all the kings of the earth. Well, today is Senior Citizens Day, and we just thank each of you for being on this morning. We have Karen Itell. She's going to play a song of praise for us this morning. Karen is from Houston, Texas. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
All right. What are you going to play for us this morning?
I will do Amazing Grace.
Amen. Hallelujah. This morning. soon and very soon. We have our daughter on here with us also, Pastor Donna Hawkins. Karen is going to play two songs dedicating them to Mother Newsom. She's going to play soon and very soon, and What a Mighty God We Serve. All right, go ahead, Karen.
I said it to you. I'll do it.
Surround them with your ministering holy angels, oh God. in the name of Jesus. And, Father, meet every need, hallelujah, emotional, physical, spiritual needs, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for a great home going, for a great soldier that you call home, Mother Newsom, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you for salvation going forth at her home going, Lord God. Let it be a home going of great celebration for a wonderful, mighty woman of God, Mother Newsom, Valerie E. Newsom, Lord God. And we thank you for her family. Oh, God, we thank you for her family who adored her, who blessed her, Lord God, her children who rose up and called her blessed, oh, God. So, Father, we are depending on you. You will never leave us nor forsake us, oh, God. And so we thank you for this great family, oh, God, that you birthed through her loins, oh, God. And we bless you and we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Let me see. My mama's favorite song was He's Sweet, I Know, but her favorite song to sing was He's Able. Those are two of her very favorites. So I think I'll do He's Able this morning, something upbeat. The family's going to go to the funeral home today to view her body at 1 o'clock, and then the services will be held tomorrow with burial on a Monday at 10. So we do need your prayers. Our family members need your prayers. But Mama was saved, and that makes all the difference in the world. The Lord let her see 90 years, let her see her children grown, her grandchildren grown, and her great-grandchildren. My youngest grandson is 12, but Mama had a wonderful life, and we traveled and did everything together. So we have some memories that we'll always have with us and always hold dear to our hearts. But I'm thankful for the kind of mama that I had. Oh, my goodness, I'm thankful. I'm thankful.
Amen.
So I'll do He's Able. That's the song that my mama led. He's able to carry you through no matter what the world may do. Try Jesus, try Jesus, for he satisfies. He's waiting just to hear your cry. Trust him in everything you do. For he will bear the load for you. I know he's able. He's able to carry you through. I met him when I was young. This race had just begun. Sometimes the hills are hard to climb. I found in him peace of mind. Though tempted in the sinful land, he took me and he held my hand. I know he's able, he's able to carry you through. He's able carry you through no matter what the world may do. Try Jesus, for he satisfies. He's waiting just to hear your cry. Trust him in everything you do. For he will bear the load for you. I know he's able, he's able to carry you through. I met him when I was young. This race had just begun. Sometimes the hills are hard to climb, but I found in him peace of mind. Though tempted in the sinful land, he took me and he held my hand. I know he's able, he's able to carry you through. Someday I'm going to see his face when I have reached that hollow place. We'll have a hallelujah time that day. I'll see his face divine. Don't you want to go there too? Try Jesus, see what he can do. I know he's able, able,
able, he's able to carry you through. He's able to carry you through. No matter what the world may do. Try Jesus, for he satisfies. He's waiting just to hear your cry. Trust him in everything you do. For he will bear the load for you. I know he's able, he's able to carry you through. We're trusting in him, Minister G. We know he's able, and he is going to carry us through.
Amen, amen. He's a faithful God. Hallelujah. So we thank God for you being on this particular day. This is the day the Lord has made, and he shall give you strength
yes, ma'am. Yes,
beyond
ma'am.
Measure.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
ma'am.
So we thank God for you, and we love Mother Newsom. She sang those songs on here with us, and we remember those old hymns that she sang, and she sang with you too many times. Both of y'all sang
that's
together.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
God bless you, Minister D. I love you.
God bless you, and I love you as well. Thank God for you.
Thank you now. Thank you. I may not be able to stay on for the whole service, but will you please remember my mother-in-law? She and my mom were like sisters, so it's kind of hard for her. Yeah, and my mother-in-law's sister did pass away. We were at her service last week. Her name was Maddie Joyce Kendall. That was my mother-in-law's sister. She was funeralized in Savannah, Tennessee on last Friday. And then the Friday before that, my mother-in-law's cousin and best friend was funeralized. And then 2 weeks before that, my mother-in-law's brother-in-law, yes, my mother-in-law's brother-in-law passed away. So we just have quite a few deaths in the family, but we don't come here to stay. We don't come here to stay.
Right.
So we thank God for the reward that he has prepared for us. But just remember us in prayer. We need you. We need your prayers at this time.
Amen. I will be praying. Thank God.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. Father,
you.
We remember. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's all.
Okay. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the entire family, Lord God, the Hawkins family. And, Lord, as we remember Mother Hawkins this morning, give her strength, Lord. It's difficult, Lord God, when you lose somebody close to you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, it's difficult. So strengthen her. Oh, God, they were like sisters. They were connected in the spirit. And, Lord God, they were very close, just like blood sisters, oh, God. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord God, for giving her the strength and the courage to move forward in you. In the name of Jesus, Father, order her steps. Dry up every tear, Lord God. Oh, give her the courage, the strength that she needs, oh, God. Oh, God, you are a loving God and a faithful Father. You know how to console us during these times. And, Lord, every family member connected with this family who lost a family member, we lift them up as well, oh, God. Oh, God, our heart goes out to them. Oh, God, you know about everything before it happens, oh, God. So, Father, I thank you that you are with them. You will never leave them nor forsake them, oh, God. So, Father, meet every need in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that you are with these families, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we love and adore and bless you, dear Father. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. What a great God you are. What a mighty King you are. And so, Father, we just thank you right now, and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Jackie, good morning. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Sister G. I really appreciate all your concerns and your texts that you text me. Aunt Valerie, she was a special lady to all of us. We love Aunt Valerie. She lived a good life, and she was good to each and every one of us. We shall never forget Aunt Valerie. We love her.
Man,
and now I'm in Cincinnati. I'm in Cincinnati right now with Aunt Elizabeth.
Oh, okay.
It's Aunt Elizabeth and Aunt Lou. Aunt Elizabeth's birthday today. She's 95. 94.
Oh,
she's getting a ring. She's 94, so we're going to go out to breakfast, and then we're going to head to Paducah, Kentucky, so we can have a homegoing celebration from her other auntie. They all live good lives and long lives. I thank God for that. I really do.
Yeah.
I really do. So I'm trying to get me and my daughters, my niece, my auntie going to sing. What do you want, Elizabeth? I'm going to sing Soon and Very Soon. That's Aunt Valerie's other favorite song. Soon
right,
and Very
now.
Soon. Okay, we ready. Y'all ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King.
Hallelujah.
Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to see the King.
No more crying there.
No more crying there. We are going to see the King.
No more crying.
No more crying there. We are going to see the King. No more crying there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we're going to see the King. We're happening today. We are going to see the King. Nothing is happening today. We are going to see the King. Nothing but happiness there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. Amen, amen.
Amen. Happy birthday, young lady. Happy birthday, young lady. Karen is going to play a song of happy birthday to this young woman. What's her name, Aunt Elizabeth?
Uh-huh. She was on the radio with me last time when they were in Jacksonville, Florida. She said, thank
All
you.
All right. Amen. So, Karen, can you play Happy Birthday for Auntie Elizabeth? Amen. Thank you, Karen. Happy birthday, Aunt Elizabeth. Happy birthday to you. We love you.
She said, thank you. Thank you. We love you. Thank you so much, Sister G, being so concerned and kind to my family. I thank you so much. We're going out to eat breakfast with her this morning.
Good to me.
We're going out for breakfast for her birthday.
Amen. Amen.
Thank
well,
you
your
so
family's
much.
Been very good to me, so I appreciate you all.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, we have
to say
girl on with us. She is 94. Plus years. Good morning, Miss Liddell.
Good morning. Hi, everybody, this morning.
We're doing great. It's Senior Citizens Day. You going to sing one of those old hymns for us?
Yes, ma'am.
All
try
right,
Jesus.
Well.
you won't try Jesus.
That'd be great. Hallelujah.
All
I love
right.
that song.
All right. Try Jesus. He's all right. Try Jesus, he's all right. Try Jesus, he's all right. Well, I done tried him, man. He's all right on your sick bed. He's all right on your sick bed. He's all right on your sick bed. He's all right, well, I done tried him, man. He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. I done tried him, man. He's all right. If you motherless, he's all right. If you motherless, he's all right. If you motherless, he's all right. I done tried him, and he's all right. Try Jesus, he's all right. Try Jesus, he's all right. Try Jesus, he's all right. Oh, yes, I done tried him, and he's all right. If you fatherless, he's all right. If you fatherless, he's all right. If you fatherless, he's all right. Well, I done tried him, man. He's all right. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so
Amen.
Much, Ms. Liddell. That was beautiful. We all got to try Jesus. We
yes,
all
got
to know that he's all right. He's a
yes,
great
he
king,
is.
A
yes.
mighty God.
Oh,
he
yes,
is the Prince
is.
Of Peace and the Lord of Lords.
Yes.
Well, we're celebrating today our Lord. It is Senior Citizens Day today. We're celebrating
mm-hmm.
Senior Citizens Day. We
right.
have on with us Minister Zadie. Are you there, Minister Zadie? She's in Hammond, Louisiana.
Hmm. Yes, ma'am. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning. We're grateful you joined us this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, Miss Liddell lives in Applin, Georgia, near Augusta. And she told
yes,
me yesterday
ma'am.
When I talked to her, it's a little chilly there. It's a little chilly here, too, today. But it's
yes,
in the 60s.
Yes, ma'am, this morning, too.
Wonderful,
yes.
wonderful.
What's it like there in Hammond, Louisiana?
It's nice. Yes, it's nice.
Amen, amen. Well, what are you going to sing this morning?
Oh, I don't feel no ways tired.
Oh, my God, I love it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't feel no way, no ways tired. I come to far. But where I started from.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You see, nobody told me
mm-hmm.
that the road would be easy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe. He brought me this far to lead me.
Don't know.
Mm-hmm. I said, I don't feel, thank you, Lord.
Right.
I don't feel no way. I come to the far. Oh, thank you, Lord. I come to the far.
Yes.
But where I started from. Hey, nobody told me that the road would be easy. And she said, I don't believe he brought me this far
to
leave me.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, I don't believe
mm-hmm.
He bought me this heart. I said, I don't believe. He bought me this heart. I don't believe. I don't believe. He bought me this heart. He brought me this heart. He brought me through sickness. He brought me through pain. He brought me through trial. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. He brought me through my troubles. And I don't believe. I just don't believe in it. I don't believe he brought me this far. I don't believe he brought me this far. That's why I can't give up now.
No, wait.
I can't give up now.
Oh.
I come too far.
Mm-hmm.
But where he brought me from. Oh, nobody told me that this road would be easy. And I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me.
All right.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God. The songs have been great this morning. I thank the Lord for the music played by Karen and the songs played by, sang by each of you. What a mighty God we serve. We are so grateful that the Most High God knows our name, our address, and everything concerning us, and he is watching out for us. Psalm 71:9 says, cast me not off in the time of my old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. Psalm 71:18. Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. God saves us no matter what age we are. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. He's always with us, even when we don't realize that he is there. He's always with us through all of our lives, from infancy when we were babies, through all of our lives, no matter what age. When we were one day, no matter what day, from the first day we were born, he's always been with us. Even when he placed us carefully in our mother's womb, we could be 40 years old, 50 years old, 60, no matter what age. He's with us. He will never leave us. Neither will he forsake us. So we are so grateful that the Most High God, he think about us. The word says his thoughts of us are more than the grains of sand. And you know we can't even count the grains of sand because the earth is full of sand. But his thoughts. So he tells us to think like him. We need the mind of Christ in this hour. So we're going to think on these things. Think on these things. You know, whatsoever things. The Word of God says whatsoever things. I'm not the speaker today, but I'm just giving you a short word. And we do have a great woman of God that's going to be speaking to us shortly. But, you know, the Lord told us to think on these things. It says whatsoever. It says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are of a just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. You know, sometimes our mind just kind of veer off. But we got to come back to the Word of God. That's why we got to read the Word daily, study the Word daily, so that the Word will be written on the tables of our hearts. So when we get up in the morning, we can think on these things, whatsoever things are true. We got to think on these things. Philippians 4:8 in the Message Bible says, summing it all up, friends, I say you'll do best by filling your mind and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly. Things of praise. Things of praise. So truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He is that. He's the Word of God. So I thank God for the Word this morning. You know, we got to think on these things. Whatever's true, think on those things. Whatever's lovely, you know, those things that are beautiful, we got to think on those things, not concentrate on the negative. Sometimes I'm guilty of concentrating on the negative. I'm like, oh, yeah, this happened, that happened. We got to concentrate on the Word of God. You know, Joshua 1:8 says, let not this book of the law depart from our mouths. Meditate on it in the morning when you get up. Meditate on that in the afternoon, whatever you're doing in your busy day. Meditate on the Word. Think on, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Think on, our Father which art in heaven. Think on whatsoever things are true. Think on these things. Think on these things when you, in the night before we go to bed. Think on these things. Don't concentrate on what the news forecaster said. Think on those things that are true and lovely and just and pure. Don't worry about what they said on the news about this and that and the other. Mm-hmm. Whose report will you believe? We got to believe the Lord's report. He said all is well with us. All is well. So we got to think on those things that are well in our lives because God is in control. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it seems like. I don't care what they say. God's word is eternal. His word. His word is what we got to focus on. So I thank the Lord today for each of you coming on Bible Storyland. It is Senior Citizens Day. We are honoring our seniors, those with the gray hair, the hoary-headed people, those who've been on the battlefield a long time, and those who haven't even called on the name of Jesus. We are saying, oh, God, let God's word be heard by them. And before they leave this earth, let them call on the name of Jesus. Because the Lord came that we all might be saved, that we all might call on his name. So we want everybody to be saved. So those who know Jesus, we honor them. And those who don't, the hoary-headed people. But we're thanking the Lord for salvation going forth like never before. Salvation is needed. I don't care if you're 99 and you haven't been saved. It's time for salvation to come into you. Salvation. I pray that no one leaves this earth without being saved. Well, we're honoring seniors today. Our speaker today is a great woman of God from Jacksonville, Florida. She attends the church called Stay In With God Ministries. I may be pronouncing it right, wrong, but she will tell me. She'll tell us. Her pastor is Dr. Letha Bell Norman. Our speaker today is Minister Pat Thomas, and she's going to tell us about her ministry called Mobile Ministry. Good morning, Minister Pat. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Sister Gatlin. How are you? I'm fine.
I'm doing great. Praise the Lord. Right on.
All right. And I thank
you
again for having
me on. Coming to be with us this morning. We are grateful for the Most High God leading you on Bible Storyland today. I thank God for you. This mighty woman of God prayed with me this week, and I tell you, her prayers really blessed me. So I thank God for her. So tell us a little bit about your mobile ministry, and then you could go ahead and bring forth the word God gave you.
Okay, first of all, the church is Stay In Touch With God Ministry.
All right.
And we say if you stay in touch with God, he will stay in touch with you. And as far as my ministry, it's reaching out mobile ministry, where I go out to those that can't come out, those that are confined and maybe their homes or hospitals, so forth, I'll take the word to them. And that's what it's all about. Sometimes they feel forgotten, but that's where the mobile ministry comes in. If they can't come to it, I'll take it to them. Thanks be to God.
Amen.
So good morning again, listeners. This is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. First and foremost, thank you, Lord God, for making this day possible. Thank you for the Bible Storyland radio program, Sister Gatlin and all associated. Thank you for the listeners this morning, Lord God. Bless and bless in a mighty, mighty way. Grace be unto you all in peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. So again, I say good morning. I'm Minister Patricia Thomas, and I have a word. I have words of encouragement from the Lord. Although what he says to one, he says to all. Although his words are for all, the focus today is on senior citizens, especially those who are of the household of faith, those taking God at his word and standing on his word. Because we know nowadays in these now times, seniors are often targeted. Because in 1 Peter 5 and 8, he says, be sober of mind. He said, be cautious at all times. For the enemy roams around like a lion roaring in hunger. He's hungry citizens, and he's seeking someone to attack. He's seeking someone to attack and eat up. He's seeking someone to attack and swallow up. He's seeking someone to attack and devour. He comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. But thanks be to God for giving his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who said in John 10:10, I came that they may have. I came that they may enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full, till it overflows. Not like the enemy that comes to take and kill. Jesus came to give, and what he gives is life. Words of encouragement, seniors. This is good news from the Lord. Oh, my God. And listen, it doesn't stop at just being a target. But when going through these times, sometimes you may even think that you are forsaken, that you are forgotten. But the same God that changes not, the same God that spoke in Isaiah 49 and 16, he's still saying the same thing today to you seniors. Be assured, God said, behold, I have imprinted, in other words, I have tattooed a picture of you on the palm of each of my hands. We all know that song. God holds the whole world in his hands. So whenever he's holding us up, whenever he's lifting us up, he sees that imprinted picture of us. He sees that tattooed picture of us. Seniors, he haven't forgotten you. He even said, you, he shall not forget you. You shall not be forgotten by me, says the Lord. And not just thinking that you are forgotten sometimes. I'm sure sometimes, seniors, you may even feel forsaken. But in Hebrews 13 and 5, God said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. I will not in any degree leave you helpless or let you down. I will not relax my hold on you. God's hold will not be slackened. God's hold will not be loosened. His hold will not be weakened. So seniors, whatever betides you, whatever befalls you, whatever comes up against you, whatever happens, take it to the Lord and fear not. He says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. See your creator. See your keeper. See your deliverer. See your redeemer at work in your lives. Remember, he is your refuge. He is your wall of protection. He is the one that protects you from the enemy and even from yourself at times. He is your strength. He's a very present and a well-proved strength and help in trouble. Oh, my God, seniors, he's speaking. Listen to me, says the Lord, in Isaiah 46:3-4. He says, you who have been born by me from your birth, carried from the womb, even to your old age, I am he, and even to hair white with age will I carry you. I have made and I will bear. Yes, I will carry and will save you. So seniors, again, wait for and hope for and expect the Lord with great expectations. I urge you, be brave and of good courage and have an enduring, a long-lasting heart. For they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Words of encouragement, good news from the Lord. My senior sisters and brothers, arise, take your place, take your stand. God is not through with you yet. Your latter days will be greater than your former days. Those that trust, lean, and depend on the Lord, he is our all in all. Oh, my God. And remember, if you don't remember anything else, that God loves you, I love you. And seniors, be blessed in the name of the Lord, that name that has power, that name that has unlimited strength, that name that when you call on it, you can expect things to happen. You can expect things to be turned around for the good. Those that love the Lord, he has prepared things that I haven't seen, that ear haven't heard, haven't even entered into your heart, the things that he has prepared. So just hold on and be strong and stand in, on, and through the word of God, and continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Again, God loves you, I love you, and be blessed.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, thank God. Hallelujah, thank God for the word, the word, the word by Minister Patricia Thomas. I thank God for it. It was an awesome word. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's with Stay in Touch Ministries, and I thank the Lord for her mobile ministry, where she goes and talk, minister to those people who can't get out to worship, and she brings the word to them. And that was a great word today. Be sober-minded. The good news of the gospel. And she said, be assured, behold. Be assured of God's word. Be assured that God will never leave you nor forsake you. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard the mighty great things that God has in store for you as a senior citizen. There's still breath in your body. Hallelujah. You're a senior citizen. Be encouraged. So I thank God for that word. That was awesome and power-packed word.
Oh, yes.
Boy,
yes.
You could tell she'd been in the secret place with the Lord. And he gave her a great word for senior citizens. And it was for all of us, too, but we were concentrating on the seniors today. We have several seniors on with us this morning. I thank the Lord for Ms. Ludell. 94-plus years, and I thank the Lord for all of us who are senior citizens. I'm in that number. Hallelujah. I remember I was a little girl, and seemed like it was not long ago. All of a sudden, I go places, and people say, yes, ma'am. I say, God, did something change? Oh, my God, my hair started turning white, white, white. I said, oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. They say, yes, ma'am. I said, okay, Lord. Lots change. But I tell you what, I'm still on the battlefield for the Lord.
Yes,
calling
yes.
on his name morning, noon, and night. I'm calling on him like never before. I called on him when I was young, but I'm really calling on him even more now.
No,
so I thank God for the word. He will never leave us. He won't forsake us. Yeah, when you're going through times of trouble, you know, when you're going through tribulation, you're going through various things, he's not going to leave us. He's not going to forsake us.
I thank
God for those songs that were sang. You know, try Jesus. He's all right.
Yes,
I don't feel no way tired. Soon and very soon. You know the great songs, Amazing Grace, that was saying he's able to carry us through. What a mighty God we serve. He's awesome. Yes. He's powerful. Well, we have Bishop David Bryan on with us this morning. I tried to get on the prayer line last night, but I said, oh, you know, they didn't send a text. I wonder if they're going to be on. Good morning, Bishop. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, doing great. How's it going in D-Land, Florida this morning?
The Lord is good to us, and we are grateful.
Amen, amen. Yes. You're doing okay. I'm glad. Glad about it. Hallelujah.
Amen. My hair ain't turned white yet, but I'm thankful.
You're still a young man on the battlefield.
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah. Yes. I thank God for you, Bishop.
God bless you.
Thank God for you. You are a blessing in our lives. So I thank God for, you know, the hoary-headed people. I thank God for those who are, you know, yet, what they say, you yet wet behind the ears. You're still on, you know, haven't, like you said, no gray hair yet. But there's still some senior citizens, I'm telling you. I was in my 50s. My mother was in her 80s, and I had more gray hair than my mother. I thank the Lord. He knows what to do. You are a blessing to us, Bishop. We love you so much.
We love you, too. We love you, too. And we're just tuning in just to let you know we support you, and we're here. We try to be on as much as possible. So you keep praying for us.
Amen, amen. How's the weather in D-Land, Florida?
It's warm down. It's kind of warm down here.
Warm down there today, huh? I hear you. I hear you. Well, I thank the Lord. Well, you know what? It's salvation time. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 10:9 says that if we confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord, believe in our heart that God raised him on the third day, hallelujah, we shall be saved. So anybody on here who's listening who's not saved, press 1. We got pastors on here, ministers on here, prophets on here. I thank the Lord for the saints of God are on here. So press 1 if you haven't been saved. Well, hallelujah. I saw nobody press 1 that I know of. Let me check to make sure. All right. Looks like everybody on here is saved. All right. Filled with the Holy Spirit, I pray, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. Now, you know what? We got to move forward in God. We can't move backward, because when you move backward, you start wallowing in the mud. And we're not mud children. We've been cleansed, purified by the blood of Jesus. So we are moving forward in God. And you know what? We are rejoicing that the Most High God know our name. We're rejoicing, rejoicing. We're rejoicing today. And I thank God for each of you. It is prayer time. Prayer time on Bible Storyland. We have a lot to pray about. You know our nation is in trouble. We got to pray like never before. So we have some pastors on here. I see Prophet Lawson on here with us. And I see my good friend. Let me see if she's still on here. Sister Zadie's still on here. So if you're able to pray, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I'm going to call on, and you can pray if you like, Mother, Miss Ludell. Would you like to pray, say a prayer for senior citizens this morning?
I have a God, I have a Father, maker and creator of heaven and earth and everything that creepeth upon earth. We come to you this morning to say thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for waking us up this morning. And after you waking us up, Heavenly Father, we may not have 100% of health, but we had a portion. We thank you for that portion because we still thank you for the activities of our limbs. We can talk, we can walk, we can see, we can hear. And for that, I say thank you. And now, Heavenly Father, on behalf of all senior citizens, all over this entire world, wherever you may be this morning, I want to thank God for you. Thank you for bringing you. Thank God for bringing you. Thank God for keeping you. Thank you. Thank God for holding you in the hollow of his hand. Because he said just a few minutes ago that realizing, Heavenly Father, that you is God, and besides you, there is no other. And Heavenly Father, as we come thanking you for being the controller. Realizing, Heavenly Father, that it's temporary is out there all around the world, but you is still our controller. You is our mother, our father, our sister, and our brother. And as you're blessing up on your children, Heavenly Father, but know that going through bereavement this family this morning, Heavenly Father, touching with that powerful hand that when you died on Friday and you stayed in the grave through Sunday morning, early, they say you rose. They didn't say what time. But Heavenly Father, you, when you rose, you didn't proclaim your 10 disciples. You said all power, healing power, loving power was in your hand. Even though that had been over a period of years and years, but that power is still in your hand. And that you were just blessed. If you've never been blessed before, continue to hold them in the hollow of your hand. And let them too, Heavenly Father, continue to recognize that you is God. And besides you, there is no other. And if you just do that, I give you the glory and the praise. All these blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful prayer. Thank you so much, Ms. Liddell. We appreciate you. Well, hallelujah. I thank the Lord for each of you this morning. Anyone who needs prayer, you can press 1, and we'll put you on so you can speak your prayer request. Press 1 if you haven't already. If you press 1 already, that's good. Okay, somebody's pressing 1 right here. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. All right.
That was Liddell.
Oh, you press 1. I got you, Ms. Liddell. Okay.
Okay, okay.
All right. You want to make some requests, Ms. Liddell?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I request prayer for the ones going through bereavement down there, sickness or whatever, and, of course, back home. Mary Jean and her son, he's just out of attention care, and a lot of other my church members, and also myself and my family, and family all over this world. As you said before, it's so much happening, we just need prayer, prayer, prayer. And I'm asking prayer for each and every one.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Liddell. I appreciate that. Anybody else need prayer? Just press 1.
Praise the Lord. Sister, do you hear me? I need prayer for my husband's oldest daughter's stepson got shot in the back. And so his name is Tony. Right now we're just going to call him Tony Lawson because I don't know what it's Tony. I need prayer for Tony. They will come out of his coma. And that, as she said, she believes that the doctor's mainly an atheist. The doctor gave them little or no hope, but we've been praying. And we already have signs and miracles, and we want to continue on that vein. To pray for Tony, we can put a Tony Lawson, little Tony.
Okay.
Pray for the Lawson family.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Prophet Lawson. Anybody else? Prayer request, press 1. If you already press 1, you can state your prayer request. I'm looking for anybody
Sister
else.
G.
I'm sorry, someone said something?
I did. We need prayer for Anita Rockington. She had a car accident.
What's her name again?
Anita Rockington.
Okay.
She had a car accident and she's in the hospital still. She's been there since last Friday. It's touch and go. She's the daughter of one of our pastors. So we need prayer for her and keep praying for me, please, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Anybody else? Prayer request. Press 1.
This is Sister Zadie. I would like for you to ask you to pray for my husband. And I like prayer even for myself. Amen.
Okay.
And
amen.
I got a call on yesterday. I can't remember the young lady's name, but she's in the hospital with fibroid tumors, and I've been asked to pray for her, and she's been on, you know, I'm carrying her in my spirit, you know, just lifting her up, and I would like you all to just pray for her, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And for salvation for all of my grandchildren. You know, you love your children so much, and you just stay before the Lord. You can't get enough prayer, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I understand. Thank you. Anybody else? Prayer request. Press 1. All right, we're getting ready to pray. No more prayer requests. We're getting ready to pray. Last call. Press 1 if you need prayer. All right. Prophetess Ernestine Lawson, I'm going to call on you to pray for the Hawkins family. We dedicated part of our service this morning to Pastor Donna Hawkins' mother, passed away this Wednesday. So if you could pray for, you know, the family and the home going is going to be this tomorrow, and the burial is going to be Monday. And just pray for strength. She asked us also to pray for her mother-in-law, Minister Hawkins. Mother Hawkins. We could pray for her mother-in-law. So just to cover, you know, the Macedonian Missionary Baptist Church where Pastor Donna is the pastor. And Pastor Donna is going to do the eulogy for her mom. So we pray for strength for her. You know, it's different when you're doing a eulogy for a non-family member, but when you're doing for the one that birthed you, that can be difficult. So just pray for her strength. All right, and I'll come back in a minute. Go ahead.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank and we praise you, God. We thank you, Lord, for this day that you've made, and Lord God, we're going to be rejoiced and glad in it, oh God. Knowing, Lord God, on Wednesday, oh God, that you took on your servant's home, oh God, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for keeping, oh God, the woman of God. We thank you, Lord God, for the many years you've given her, oh God. Mm-hmm. Now, Lord, you can do exceedingly above all I can ask or speak, oh God. Bless this pastor and Sister Donna Hawkins, oh God. Oh God, you know how you made her, you know the numbers of her hair, oh God. You know what you stand in need of, God. But, Lord God, all we know is that, Father, in a time like this, oh, God, we bind up every spirit that would talk to her about loss and loneliness, oh, God. And we thank you for the great cloud of witnesses, God. We pray, Lord God, that Sister Donna Hawkins will know, Lord God, that her mother's cheering her on, oh, God. Hold her by. Shanda da ba. Hold her by. That her mother is cheering her on, that her mother is cheering her on to see the end, oh God, of life for her time and season, oh God. We lift up the Macedonia Baptist Church, oh God. We bind up any distractions that may come with the members towards the pastor. We come against any form of strife or any form of people, Lord God, even being, we pray for each member that they will suffer no loss. That they will suffer no hurt, harm, or danger, oh God. No harm or danger to the church, oh God. And every member, we lift up the deacons, oh God. the choir, every aspect of that church, that for the, not just for the next 30 days, oh God, and Lord God, as they go throughout the end of the year, that things shall run smoothly, oh God. Father, and we strengthen, and we pray, Lord God, that you strengthen Sister Donna Hawkins, oh God, as a person who's been my father, you know, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, for the strength to minister the word, to carry the word, to speak on the word. But I bind the spirit, Lord God, that will get in her throat. I rebuke the quickening of sorrow, Lord God. I understand, Lord God, Jesus, you wept, oh God, because, Lord God, of your friend dying, oh God. But give her the strength, oh God, that her tears will be tears of joy. You should put on the garment of praise for the times that we're in sadness, oh God. And I pray, Lord God, for those that walk alongside her, Lord God. And even for her mother-in-law, oh God, Mother Hawkins, oh God, as she goes up in age, oh God. Strengthen and keep her, Lord God. Father, let her see, Lord God, the new year come in, oh God. Father, let her see and give you praise, oh God. As in 2017, Father, we bind any spirit of death and dying, oh God. We rebuke, oh God, any spirit, Lord God, that want to impede the life cycle, oh God. We loose your holy angels to minister, however, but we bind any spirit that want to impede the life cycle. And Father, we just thank you for all these things in your Son Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Minister Pat Thomas, can you pray for Jackie Travis? Safe travel. She's in Cincinnati, but she's going to be traveling to the funeral of her aunt in Paducah, Kentucky. Pray strength for her. Her aunt that's turning 90, that just turned 94, and Jackie takes care of senior citizens. She, that's her ministry and that's her job. So she takes care of, she's a caretaker for senior citizens, and pray for her husband and her two daughters.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, most merciful and gracious God, oh my God, we're asking this special prayer for Sister Jackie and her husband and kids, just a whole household, Lord God, realizing that you are a God that sits high and you know everything that goes on, Lord God. Sometimes we don't understand why things are happening, oh my God, but all we need to do is just have our trust, put our trust in you, Lord. All we need to know is realize that you are the one that's in control, Lord. We're asking that you look down on them, Lord, and look down on them in a mighty way, Lord God. I ask that you just continue moving in the lives, Lord God. Continue strengthening any weak areas, Lord. Continue to build up any areas that's torn down, Lord. Again, we know that you know the needs of all of your people, Lord, and you're the only one that can give to your people what we're standing in the need of, Lord. So again, look down on her and look down on her mighty way, Lord. Also, traveling grace, Lord, realizing you are everywhere at the same time, Lord. You are a God that's universal, Lord. You can be everywhere at the same time, Lord. So be on that road that she'll be traveling, Lord God, and give her that traveling grace that she'll reach her destination safe and sound, Lord. Just have your way in her life, Lord, and again in the life of her household, anyone associated with her, Lord God, look down, Lord, and look down in a mighty way, Lord. Have your way and let your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray this prayer. Amen, amen, and thank God.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much. Minister Zadie, could you pray for Bishop David Bryan? And he also wants us to pray for Danita, who was in a car accident. Are you still there, Minister Zadie? Okay. You pray for that, Prophetess Lawson, Bishop David Bryan and Danita. She was in a car accident.
Okay. All right. David Brian. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank and we praise you. We give you glory, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for Bishop David Bryan, oh God. We thank you for satisfying his life with long life, oh God. We thank you for keeping and blessing him, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for help and strength, oh God. We thank you for the activities of his limbs, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for waking him up in his right mind and that's a mind to praise you, to worship you, and give you glory. But, Father, we also thank you, Lord God, because you called him to be a shepherd. And like any shepherd, he's got a heart to care for people. Father, we lift up everybody that he's praying for. And he's seeking the face of God for. We come in agreement, Lord God, that your will be done in their lives, oh God. Oh God, and we also lift up Mr. Nito, oh God. We bind every effect of the accident, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for restoring every ligament, any organs that have been disturbed, because you are the creator, you're Lord God. You formed man out of the dust of the earth. So, Lord God, you knew, oh God, when you blew the breath of life in him, oh God, how his physical body was going to be aligned. Now, Lord God, we bind up every sickness and disease that would touch Bishop Davis, Brian, and Mr. Nita. Oh God, we come against every form of illness, and we plead the blood of Jesus on their lives, oh God, that by your stripes they're healed, Lord God. And for every time you were whipped, every time you were bruised, every time your body became marred, oh God, it was for one for us to be redeemed back to God. And we thank you, Lord God, for your redeeming blood. We thank you for your outstretched hand of mercy. And we thank you, Lord God, for making both of them whole. In your son Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Minister Thomas, Pat Thomas, could you pray for Miss Liddell? She's 94 years young, and pray for the bereaved families, you know, in the area where she lives, and her niece, Mary Jean, and Mary Jean's son.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mother Newbell. Newbell.
No, L-U-D-E-L, Liddell.
Liddell.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, forgive me. But one thing about our Lord and God, he already knows. He knows your name, and he knows who I'm praying for.
Yes,
so
sir.
Thanks be to God. First of all, Lord, it's a blessing. 94 years old, that is a blessing, Lord. I ask that you continue to keep the Lord God. Continue to move, Lord, and show the rest of us, Lord God, about our latter days being better than our former days, showing the glory of you, Lord, showing what you are all about, Lord, the one that can do all things, Lord, the one that can give strength, the one that can give power. In the name of Jesus, Lord, oh, my God, and also the bereaved families, Lord, I pray that you give them peace and comfort, Lord, during their time of bereavement, Lord, and let them know, even though they have lost a loved one, that you say you will never leave or forsake, Lord, and you are still here, Lord. You can still be the mother, the father, the niece, or the nephew, whoever that they have lost. You can be that person, Lord. Realize that you can be anyone and anything that your people need you to be in their lives, Lord. Again, Lord, just continue to move in your people's lives, Lord. Continue to move individually, Lord, as well as collectively, Lord. And that's one thing collectively we all need you, Lord. We can't do anything about you, Lord, and we are nothing without you, Lord. So move, Lord, and move in a mighty way, looking down on the young as well as the old, Lord. And again, have your way, Lord, and let your will be done, Lord. Let your purpose and your plan be fulfilled in everyone's lives, Lord. Touching everyone, Lord, from the crowns of heads to the soles of feet, Lord. I'm asking complete covering for all, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray this prayer. Amen, amen,
amen.
And
amen.
Thank God.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Well, continuing in prayer, Prophetess Lawson, could you pray for Minister Zadie and her husband and her and her family? And also she mentioned a lady that has fibroid tumors and her grandchildren, her husband, her, lady with the fibroid tumors and her grandchildren.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord God, for this lady. We thank you for this great intercessor. We thank you, Lord God, that you have anointed her and appointed her, Lord God, oh God, for this hour to be an intercessor, not just for her husband and family, oh God. But we thank you, Lord God, that as you lift up the kingdom of God, Lord God, that she can receive a blessing, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for you keeping her mind stayed in you in perfect peace, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for creating in her a clean heart, Lord God, and giving her a right spirit. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for covering her in the blood and the name of Jesus. Lord, Miss Zadie, oh God, as she lifts up her husband, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you provide him with long life. We rebuke every form of sickness and disease that was touching his body. We thank you for restoring her years as well as his years, oh God. Lord, restore them like an eagle, Lord. Oh God, let them pluck off, take off, Lord God, anything that's weighing them down. Take off, Lord God, anything that's causing them to, Lord, age out, oh God. Father, Lord God, even give them a desire, oh God, for their desire, oh God. The king of their diet, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We just thank and we praise you, Lord God. Now, Lord God, for this young lady with fibroid tumors, oh God. I curse it as an impostor, get it in my feet. I curse the fibroid tumors in her belly. I command it to strengthen now. You will not continue to cause her pain and her menstruation. You will not cause her to lack the ability to produce children. We rebuke it now. Lord, as Hannah prayed, oh God, I pray, Lord God, for her womb, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that any hindrance, oh God, under the book, or the book, we seal it now in the blood, oh God. Father, we thank and we bless you, Lord God. For Lord God, you know the inner workings of a woman. You created, oh God. You said, Lord God, that the woman bring forth a child and the child should bruise the head of Satan, oh God. And the woman should bruise the head. So Lord God, we command every tumor to shrink in the name of Jesus. Every bit of it, oh God, to shrink, oh God. Lord, whether it's on in her uterus and also, Lord God, any other tumors anywhere, we command them to shrink now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I shall let them all sink to them, I see. Glory to God. Change every situation and circumstances for Ms. Zadie and her husband and the young lady, oh God. Turn everything around, oh God, that they may give you glory in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, amen. Thank you so much, Minister Pat. Could you pray for Prophetess Lawson's relative? His name is Tony Lawson, and he's in a coma. So if you could pray miracles for him, we appreciate it.
Oh, my God. Father, in the name of Jesus, again, a special prayer for Tony Lawson, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Realizing that you are a God of miracles, Lord. The same God that says, I change not, you're still performing miracles today, Lord. Oh, my God, if we could just put our trust and our faith in you, Lord, and also realize if you can raise the dead, how much more will you do for the living, Lord? I'm asking that you move again on a mighty, mighty way, Lord. Just show your power, Lord. Show your strength, Lord. Show your glory, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I speak in the name of Jesus. Arise in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, my God, lift him up, Lord, in those loving arms, Lord. Lift him up, Lord. Oh, my God, higher, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Move, Lord, in a mighty, mighty way, Lord. Have your way and let your will be done. Show, Lord, that you are able. You're able to do everything and all things, Lord. The only thing you can't do is fail, Lord, and that's what your people are depending on, Lord. Oh, my God, a God that's all-powerful, a God that's almighty, a God that can lift those up that are down, Lord. Oh, my God, again, move and move in a mighty, mighty way, Lord. Show yourself, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Brother Tony Lawson, Lord, rise in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing, Lord, from the healer. Receive your miracle from the miracle worker in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and thank God.
Amen. I thank
amen.
You all so much. We got one more prayer target. Prophetess Lawson, could you pray for the 2016 presidential election, the candidates, and cover however the Lord leads you?
Father God, I thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, you say the government should be on the shoulders of the church, oh, God. Father, when you created this nation, Lord God, this nation declared that this should be a Christian nation. Oh, God, that we will have religious liberties to worship and praise and give you the glory. However, Lord God, as an individual, see fit, oh, God. We bind up every spirit that wants to stop religious freedom, oh, God. We come against every spirit, Lord God, that's trying to entwine, oh, God, whether the rights of the gays and the rights of the lesbians, the rights of homosexuality, and, Lord, any judicial prejudices, oh, God. We come against racial discrimination, God. We lift up this nation, and we let the focus be that, Lord God, that as we put in our money, that in God we trust, oh, God. We do not, you said, promotion is not to the east or the west. Lord God, you said, Lord God, that you promote kings and you're going to take kings down. So kings are people of authority, oh God. So, Father, Lord God, we, Lord God, give this nation to you. All of us that's on the phone, we come in agreement, oh God, that this nation shall be a Christian nation. And, Lord God, and as Lord God, as Israel wanted a king of God and became Saul, Lord God, you still reign as Lord. And so, Lord God, we declare that whomever receives the numbers of a people vote to become president of the United States, that you remain Lord, hallelujah, of this country. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that I recognize as a prophet, oh God, that what is going on, oh God. And I pray, Lord God, that the church will open up their eyes and see. Lord God, as you put Israel, Lord God, hallelujah, in captivity time after time, oh God. We're coming into an hour where America is being placed in captivity. But, Lord God, you said you anointed Cyrus. So, Lord God, whether it's Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, you anoint them, Lord God, and you use them for your glory. From the presidency to the Senate, oh God, to the House of Representatives, Lord, every person that comes into office in 2016 to rule in the Congress in 2017, Lord God, we pray them in your hands, oh God. We pray, Lord God, that they have an ear to hear and a heart, Lord God, after your people, oh God. We pray, Lord God, that they will not be like a ship tossed and driven, oh God. Oh God, but Lord God, that they will, Lord God, know that thou art God and besides you there is no one else, oh God. We come against any political maneuvering, oh God. We come against even Russia, oh God, and any other countries that want to affect this election, oh God. We know, Lord God, that you still reign. We know, Lord God, that you still have your hand on America. And, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for even our people in the local areas, oh God, for our judges, oh God, that sit on courts, oh God, that make ruling over our children, oh God. We pray, Lord God, that you touch their hearts too. Lord God, from the local election, from the councilmen, oh God, from all over this nation, every state, we pray, Lord God, for those people that are in charge, oh God. And we pray, Lord God, as they pass judicial legislation, we pray, Lord God, as they make decisions, from this day forth, that we, the people who are called by your name, will humble themselves and pray and continue to pray. They will continue to seek your face and continue to turn from their wicked ways. We who are called by your name will do our job and pray and continue to pray. And Lord God, that you said, Lord God, you can't do nothing on this earth
Lord God, you said you're going to break your will. You do not have a legal right on this earth. The only way you have a legal right on this earth is through your remnant, through the believers, through the ones that call themselves Christians. Brother, that we will, Lord God, become your hand, become your arm, become the tools that you use. Lord, I pray for the believers that as we go forth in this election cycle, that the church, the body of Christ, will do what they are called to do. I lift up every prophet, every apostle, every bishop, every evangelist, every teacher, anyone, Lord God, desiring, Lord God, the officer, the bishop, the deacon, the elder. Lord God, I pray that they will take a true leadership. And Lord God, as you say it, the government of this earth should be on the shoulders of the church, and that the church will come forth in this hour, in the 2016 election, and Lord, and make their presence known, and stand up and call sin, sin, and truth, truth. And Lord God, that we will become even more bold in this hour. I thank you, Lord God, for those prophets that not bow down to Baal. Lord God, I call for those believers that have not bowed down to idol worship in this election, to Hillary Clinton or to Donald Trump, that we will come forth, Lord God, and pray and intercede for this nation, that we will become the vessels that you use. And Lord God, and we thank you, oh God, that after this election, whether white, black, Hispanic, Jews, oh God, whatever ethnic group, whatever nationality, whatever they call themselves, we pray for unity. Hallelujah. Lord God, you said how good it is for brothers and sisters to dwell together in unity. We pray that after this election, we find every spirit of division. We come against every spirit that's trying to exalt itself against your word. We come against every spirit of divisiveness and every tool that Satan has used and every person that Satan has used. We do not come after the person. We come after the spirit, Lord God, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood. But, Lord God, we pull out every principality and powers that's trying to rule and distort the minds of the believers. Lord God, we cast out every form of imagination. Every mind of evilness. We cast out every attempt of evil that is affecting this election. Lord God, that after this election, Lord God, that we, Lord God, will walk in love. Lord, like I said, we bind evil and we loose love. We loose the Holy Ghost to reign and rule over America. Lord God, you said, Lord God, that you sat down for 7 days and you were finished. Jesus went to the cross, and when he came from the hell with the keys, he went into heaven and he said, he's finished. So, Lord God, we loose the Holy Spirit, who has the authority to operate on the earth. Oh, God, we give him free reign from the presidency to even the local election, even down to the county election. Oh, God, that he will rule. And, Lord God, you said the Holy Spirit will lead us to all truth. The Holy Spirit is our healer, or has the balm of Gilead. Oh, God, we pray, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit operate with free reign in the earth throughout this election cycle. Hallelujah. I want to go to my speak under the most. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, Lord God, even you, I hear it in my spirit, Sister Jesus, one more. God has put in my spirit, even the elections in the church. Oh, God, I lift up every elected position in the church. I just heard that in my spirit. People who want to sit, Lord God, as they become, Lord God, in the church, different positions. We come against every divisive tools that's coming after the pastor and different leaders in the church. We come against every spirit that's trying to cause division in the church. Lord God, we cast it down now in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood over your church. We plead the blood of God over it, oh God. Every pastor, every leader, every apostle, every bishop, oh God, every deacon, oh God, every teacher and evangelist, we plead the blood over their lives. We bind the spirit of death that's trying to take the pastors out in the name of Jesus.
Oh, God, Satan, the Lord rebukes you. Satan, the Lord rebukes you. And, Lord God, we just ask all these things. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in your son Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sister G, you can have it. Hallelujah.
Yes. Ooh. Thank you so much. I thank God for you all who prayed and who sang, who worshiped, who listened. I thank God. It's closing time. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we close out today, Lord God, but we close not from your presence. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that leads and guides us daily, Lord God. We thank you for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. We just praise your name. We bless you, Lord God. You are the great and mighty I am. We seal these prayers, hallelujah, everything that took forth with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge from the enemy. And we say, Lord God, we're in a safe place in you, oh God, in Jesus' name. Oh, it's closing time. I want you to know that God loves each one of you. I love you, but he loves you more than I have the capacity to do so. He's all-knowing, all-loving God. He is the King of Kings, and we worship him. So I thank God for you, love you. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And don't forget, praise God daily. Praise is comely for the upright. Don't forget, even before you step your feet out the bed, say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. Call on his name like never before. We look forward to hearing from you next Saturday. Will be Family Day on Bible Storyland. Call in with the same number, 1-619-789-4313. We thank God for each one of you who called in. May the Lord shine his face upon you. May the Lord God himself bless you with a special blessing today in Jesus' name. Talk to y'all next week. Love y'all.
Love you.
Love you.
God keeper.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Awesome.